Blog Talk Radio.
Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. It's a brand new day. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. In the moment, in the silence, if you listen, you will hear all the answers to your questions. They suddenly appear. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul.
Hello, hello everyone. I hope everyone is doing well tonight. I know that we've gone through lots of changes. We just had an amazing eclipse here in California. I'd love to hear what everyone felt about that one. It was truly amazing to see it. I guess everybody is feeling the shift. I know that I've been hearing a lot of things about the last full moon. So Mercury, we did go into retrograde. It is out, though, which is good news. And now with this eclipse, I'm thinking that it has shifted some people into feel great emotion. So if you were feeling really blue, you're feeling really blue. So it is a time to watch yourself and not to take your emotional body too seriously, because I think that's what happens with most people. We believe that that is who we are, and we're so much bigger than that. So I'm going to say there's an I Am prayer that I just found, and I really loved it. I thought it was just so beautiful. So I'm going to start the show off with this, because I really do want to center everyone listening and put them in a higher place to receive any messages that are coming to me through me to you, so that you can receive the message and so that I can receive the message. So I just love this. It's called the I Am prayer. And it is interesting. I mean, I love prayers because I think they just put a real intention into our souls. And I like the fact that we can say them and feel like we're being heard. And I believe that even if it's our own God self, the one that lives deep inside, the one that is in communion with God, we then become bigger, and we don't listen or see through the small self, the one that is in the victim role or feeling that they're not who they are, you know, because I know who you are. Anyway, this is a beautiful prayer. I'm just going to say it real quick, and then I'm going to start taking calls. So if you would like a reading, please feel free to call in. We're going to be having a two-hour show, and I would love to read for you. So call in. Let's see what the angels and guides have to say for you. So this is the prayer. It says, "Be still, my heart, my mind, and body. I am a divine instrument of the I Am. I choose to allow the I Am to flow through me. I am the unconditional flame that burns for humanity. I am in service to Mother Earth. I am in service to all its children. Mighty I Am presence, consume all the doubt and fear and criticism. Allow me to tower with strength to demonstrate your divinity. I surrender my heart. I am the mighty I am, present in action. Mighty I am. I see you dazzling light upon me this instant. May the power of the Holy Spirit flow through me, demonstrating your divinity. I am that I am, channeling Archangel Gabriel, raising the vibration of the Christ consciousness grid. It is not your imagination when you feel my energy about. Mother, Father, God, I am co-creator, a master of light. I am at your service. I am Metatron. What difference can I make to humanity? Consider this. If your light was a single drop of water, and if this water dropped from a great height into a large pond, what effect would it have? It would touch all of humanity, wave upon wave. Can you see, dear one, how important you are? Each and every one of you has the capacity to touch all of humanity. Honor thyself for your service and commitment to self and to others. You can imagine that if one tear fell from my face and landed on Mother Earth, what effect this would have on humanity. Imagine this to be a new wave of light. The difference is I need to work with you. I have no physical body. I place the energy within your own hands. I pledge this to you, dear ones. I will come and stand within the very center of the room. I will once again use my Merkaba to nurture and protect you. I will guide your hand and your heart. On this day, you manifest this new wave of energy into Christ consciousness grid. Isn't that pretty wild? I love that. I thought that just had such a beautiful centering vibration. So I hope that helped everybody get into a good place. I know it did for me. So let's start taking calls and see what everyone is feeling. Let's see. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? It's an 864 number. Who am I talking to?
Hello.
Hi, is this Pooja?
Yes.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. Good, good. I was thinking of you so much.
Awesome. I'm so glad. I always seem to catch you when you get on, so it's funny.
Yeah.
We set my intention for it.
Oh, you do? Oh, that's wonderful. And it's funny, I, you know, really do. I always think of those that have come and have been on the show for a long time with me, and I always, you know, put you in the circle and say, you know, if it's the day that they'd be here, let's welcome them into the circle. So I'm glad to hear you. So what's been going on for you? How has it been going?
Good. A lot of things are changing really quickly, and definitely for the best. I think everything I've been working on this whole year is starting to kind of really come into fruition, and I'm very excited, and I'm teaching a little bit more, and I just put out a bunch of classes that I put together. So I'm teaching meditation classes and law of attraction classes and working with the angels, and just a lot of cool different things along with my healing work. So really excited. I'm being really creative, and I've expanded into several different places. And I'm doing group sessions, which is really, really exciting.
Group, yeah. So you can affect more than one person at a time. That's wonderful.
I know. So I'm very, very excited about it. I'm finally starting to see, you know, a lot of the income come in too, finally. So I know I'm aligned with.
Right,
exactly,
right. And that is the truth. When you expand your whole etheric body, you know, and you move out of the smallness of, you know, of I don't have, and you move into all the creation that you've been doing lately, it really is money. You know, energy is money, you know, so it's like the energy comes first and then the money comes second. You know, you have to have the energy and the intention. And I love that this has happened for you, that you had you created it and then the people showed up. And I think that's what we talk about when you set your intention, that the energy has to get behind it. All of the thoughts, all of the vibrations, all of the visions, and then all of a sudden it shows up in your life as prosperity. You know, but the vision is what takes us into prosperity, you know, but the lack, and I say this because the conversation that we have with ourselves about lack of having the money is what shuts down the creative force that would create the money, you know. So we have to, I always say, just monitor what your self-talk is about money. And if you can just push it aside and say, that doesn't serve me. I hear myself say, I don't have, I'm scared, I don't have. And then you push it aside and you let the creation, your creative force take you. That will not be a problem anymore. I really have been seeing that happen with people who finally just put the story about, I don't have, you know, I'm broke, all that aside. And they just start doing what they loved, and sounds like you're doing it. You know, you're finally like in the zone of saying, yeah, I can do this, and oh, I can do that, you know, and life is showing up for you even bigger and more grand because you've stepped into a bigger place in yourself. And I love this because this is what we were about. This is what the, you know, we were kind of drawn into before, you know, all the changes and the quirky things that happened and made us shift. And it really was about kind of shedding that layer that was small, you know? Think of the difference. I want you to, for just a second, think of the difference between you now and you just a month ago.
Incredible difference.
Yeah.
Just incredible. I feel like I'm unstoppable right now, limitless.
And so, and you, Pooja, if you were to say to someone out there who's listening who says, you know, how did you get there? What did you do? What was like, what would you say you did?
You know, the truth is I kept falling until I realized I didn't want to fall anymore. Until I stepped up and said, I know better, you know, I know better. And I worked through the fear, and there was a lot of fear. There's always fear when you are shedding that kind of lower self.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you're breaking through boundaries that you didn't even probably know that you had. And so I did one at a time, and I gave myself time to heal from it. Mm-hmm. And then when I got back up, I just ran.
So when you finally realized that was what was the biggest problem, was that the fear was stopping you from entering into this new place. That was your aha moment. That's a, hey, that's all that was. You know, I was taking that fear far more seriously than I should, you know. And,
well, you know, I think I realized that it was me who shifted. And so I shifted out of that old role that I was playing. And once I realized that, everything became safe again. Because it was just me evolving.
Right, and I get that sometimes when you are in the middle of it, you don't see it. You don't see that there's some change that's happening that's really deep, and it almost hurts because you kind of get used to sometimes that way of being, and when you shed it and now you sit in this nothingness for a little while before the creative energy starts to kind of flood you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you had some days where you were just fatigued and sick and not knowing really what you were going to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's like, to me, I always think, don't take that time so seriously, but really see it and feel it as the way the universe is working for you to kind of reboot. You know, when you reboot your computer, you shut it down and you start all over. And everything goes into kind of hyperdrive, right? And you can't see anything, and yet it's doing a lot, you know? It's cleaning out old memory and downloads and that you don't need anymore. Well, I do see that that's kind of where we have been. And I have felt that too, a real shift. And then also moments of nothingness. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like complete, like I have no idea what, you know, I'm going
to
do.
And you have to completely trust this, what I thought, just being in a place where, oh my God, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. And then there's nothing left but to surrender it and just let and take one step, just one, any step is what I would take. And then just let it go. And then things would start to fall into place.
Yeah, so that one step, even if it's just a little bit, something different. I always say, mm-hmm. if you drove to work this way, drive a different way. If you wear black all the time, wear white all the time. If you, you know, eat peanut butter every day, don't eat it. You know, change it up. Completely change up what you were doing, because that's also a paradigm that keeps you kind of locked into a way of being, is the daily and day in and day out kind of thinking and patterns that we get ourselves into. So a lot of times when you have shifted from one job to another, it is an opportunity. It really is, if you can think about it that way, to really take a look and say, what do I really want to be doing with my time? And if this was my last moment on this earth, right this second, would I want to be there? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I get that we take where we've been a lot more serious than where we are.
Yeah.
You know? And I kind of think if we just brought everything right into this moment that said, hey, you know, life is good. You know, I woke up. I'm healthy. You know, even if you have a little, I'm healthy. I'm young. You know, I mean, I always think you're young until you go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there is nothing stopping you in this moment, only what you think about it. Because, you know, it's like this. Like, if I always think, if this is a really wonderful thing. Let's say you lost your job, or you broke up with your boyfriend, or you were sick. You know, you had a flu. And somebody that you always wanted to meet walks in your home.
Mm-hmm.
All would fall away. You would be so in that moment that you would be in joy. And it didn't take money. And it didn't take a new job, and it didn't take a new boyfriend. It just took a shift of something that really spoke to your heart, which was this connection with this human that you wanted to meet. And I always think that every day you go out there in the world is an opportunity to meet that person that is going to, in a sense, be that person that knocks on your door that says, hey, how you doing? And all of a sudden there's a spark and there's something that you and he or you and she are going to learn from each other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really always believe this too. No matter how bad today is, if I was to give you the worst day in your past and I asked you to remember that and now think of this day, that past day would be a whole lot worse than the one you're experiencing now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's say you're having, you know, boyfriend problems and you were once married and, you know, a lot of people had severe, terrible relationships. That's why they're divorced. And so if you ask that person to remember that feeling that they had when they were in that relationship that was not working and how unhappy they were, mm-hmm. compared to this moment that they're in, you know, with this light little bit of a boyfriend problem, that they still have their independence. They didn't marry it. They don't have, you know, it's a whole lot different. It really is. And all of a sudden, it's like they can see that this isn't so bad. I think that we all have to get to that place of not judging every moment with such severity, you know, and being lighter on how we even speak to ourselves or see ourselves involved with our day in, day out, you know, life. And, you know, I always think, you know, if I was writing a book about puja, it would have to have these ups and downs, you know, to make it a really good book. You know, I really get that, you know. And it's the same with me. I mean, it's the richness of these moments that really bring you down, that really teach you sometimes the most, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if we didn't have them, we would just go along and, you know, it'd be a real mm-hmm. mundane existence, wouldn't it? So
mm-hmm.
we really need these moments, these you know, pinpointed moments that say, oh, I remember this. And that was, I thought things would never get better, and they did, you know.
Yep.
Or I thought I'd never find Mr. Right, and he showed up, you know, and then I forgot all about how I felt. So I always, and I get a lot of calls, Pooja, and one of the calls I got was a girl who wanted to kill herself. And I realized while I was talking to her that it was somebody else I was talking to. And it was an entity that really was taking over this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very dark one, and it wanted to cause suffering. And I had never really been up against, and I never really, in my, you know, long time, I've never met such a dark energy. And I was trying to throw light on it, and it was trying to smother it.
Mm.
And that's how I knew it was an entity, because the girl I knew, and the girl I knew, was a very light, lovely, lit person. And this way that she was seeing her life, her everybody, was like some... and it felt, when I saw her, it felt like an entity was over on top of her, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it was covering up her light.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my first time kind of wrestling with a negative force like that. And I had learned a lot. I learned a lot about what my boundaries had to be as a healer and what I allow in, you know. I'm your healer, so we really have to start talking about boundaries. And how it feels when a negative energy has kind of pushed themselves into your, you know, life,
mm-hmm.
Either personally or, you know, or for me as a friend. And I really get that. That was a big experience.
Well, it's interesting you're saying that, because I think I experienced that at where I was working before.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really realize it until in hindsight that it wasn't necessarily the person. It was maybe something else that they were channeling without really knowing. So
I know. I think, you know, I've been seeing it that way. I have been seeing it that way. All of a sudden, instead of really see that the person is to blame, I just started, you know, seeing energy and light and dark. Energy.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. Black and white, yin and yang. Real simple.
Yep.
And as soon as I started to see it that way, it was clear that when somebody is in their light, in their God self, in the real person that they are, they're in joy, they're in gratitude, you know, they're in love. But when fear and resentment and greed and these dark energies take over, that is what I was seeing as this entity, and it really, when I looked at it, it looked like a black layer that was kind of over.
That's
the
exactly how I see it.
You too. Yeah,
yeah,
I'm so glad to hear that. I
like
thought it
clouds.
Was like a cloud. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon, and I was testing it out. You know, I was throwing some light and some trying to get some positive energy to come back to me, and it would not allow anything to come back, and it kept fighting me.
Mm-hmm.
And the wildest thing is, I tried to go all the way around. You know what I mean? Like I tried going direct, and then I tried going to the right and to the left and up and down, and tried to kind of maneuver some light into this entity to see if I could at least move it away so that the person's light could start to push it out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And little by little, over the conversation time I had, it did start to move out. But, and then all of a sudden, this is so funny, the phone went, this is on the phone, went dead, completely dead. Yeah. And I tried calling back, and I did not reach the person again. And I have never spoken to this girl again. And I was thinking about this, and a friend of mine said, entities do not like to be recognized.
Mm-hmm.
So because I recognized it, and I actually called it what it was to the entity's face, I said, I see you. And I was talking directly to it. And as soon as I said that, the phone disconnected. It was like the energy said, you will not get rid of me. And so I called the person and I left a message on her machine and said, look, I'm not capable, I'm not the one you should be seeing with this entity removal, but I know somebody who is. And that's their specialty. So here's the number, call it, and let's hope that, you know, we can stop this from taking you ever into this dark place again. Well, I never heard from her. And I don't believe, and I say this, if the entity has been there a long time and has been running the person's life and has been gaining power through their anger and their negative energy, that they have picked up a habit of having this energy in their life. You know, it works for them. So I really got that this entity did not want to go. Mm-hmm. And it was quite old. And I even asked, you know, all my guides how old. And it said it came when she was 3. So it was quite old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it really was, it was weaved in as a personality trait.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see that that's why, because it was quite old, you know. And maybe that's something that, you know, you can see a new one when they first just come. It's like it's fleeting. It can move. It's like a dirty shirt, you know, just got soiled immediately, and you can wipe off the dirt. Well, if that dirt stays on your shirt long enough, it gets embedded, right? Well, entities do the same thing. And that was really what I got, you know, that this one had been there a very long time. And I, you know, and this is great, Pooja. I'm glad to talk to someone who else works with this. You know where you want to go, right, as a healer and as a spiritual worker. And you know what you're good at dealing with. And I had to sit with, this is not where I want to go. I mean, I was up against it. I dealt with it that moment. But it wasn't something I felt capable of getting rid of in this woman, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I really want everybody to hear this, that, you know, well, you're going to be good at some things, and you're going to not be choosing to go down those roads. Like, would you ever want to be the psychic that goes into these haunted houses?
Oh, never.
No, I know. I mean, it's going to talk about entities. This is like a house full of entities that didn't know their own light, so that's why they stayed. And would I want to, you know, be a part of it? Not really. No,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't. That's not my calling. But there are those that really are fine with that, you know, and I'm always amazed, but I really am blessed that, you know, there are people that choose to take that route to help those spirits be freed, you know, if that's what they're doing. Yeah. So do you want to pull some cards and see what the next year is going to be for you?
I would love to. I'm so excited.
Yeah. All right, let's just see. Okay, now if everybody, let's see. I'm going to start today. All right, first card is, new beginnings. That's appropriate, yes. So new beginnings, purpose, which is so true, and discontent. So it could just be picking up where you were discontent. And sometimes in the beginning of things, you will find that this will work and this won't work. So discontentment sometimes is just about honing in on exactly what it is you will be doing. So when I see that, I'm not surprised, that because if you have many things that you're doing, some of them will fall to the wayside because they just didn't work, and some will continue, you know, so that's okay. And then grace. Now, I love when I see grace, because it just means that you were being guided and you were being kind of spiritually lifted to this higher place. And when grace is around, you know, it's like the angels are there, all your guides. It's almost like you really were never going to be choosing this by yourself. This was truly a journey that you had to take to get to this place that would empower you, because grace is kind of where you feel your power too. Now, this is interesting. Deceit came up. Deceit and rest. So that is what we had, in a sense, they're showing me where you've been as well, and what you needed to do to kind of get back on your feet again. So that's really good. And then decisions. So decisions are going to be coming to you. You've been making them. It's really about now zeroing in and not being afraid to make the decisions, you know, to kind of stick with the fact that you're being guided and the decisions will feel more, yeah, that's what I want to do kind of feeling. You know, you're going to get them to you instead of have, oh, and then physical body.
Yeah.
Now, physical body is just about really, you know, like taking yourself seriously, you know, doing your yoga, doing your meditation, and really getting back into what you love to do, you know.
Yeah.
You know, bringing that really back into your daily, you know, kind of. And then it does a competition came up. Now, competition could mean that because you are in a field, that there may be others. So you might be competing for a space, or you might be competing for the people to come to you because some, you know, so competition is always kind of good. You know, it kind of gets you a little bit more motivated, you know, and some little bit of a way. I'm not saying it's a big thing, but competition's okay, you know, to in an energy. And then it says gifts. So gifts are coming. It's about, you know, it kind of you being open to receiving, and partnership and love. Wow.
Yay.
Well, we do know that, you know, every time you have learned something about a situation in a sense of partnership or something, you know, you did have a partnership with the last particular era, you know, where you were. It was a partnership. It was a working partnership, but it was a partnership. So that may be talking about that too, the partnership of renting a space, partnership of also, so partnership will be coming into your life again, of you having to, you know, kind of meet new people and, you know, figure all how they are, who they are, what's going on, all that wonderful stuff that happens. And then it says compromise. So in partnership and love, compromise is always hand in hand. And that's interesting that they're both together because, you know, you can't have partnership and love without compromise. It doesn't work, you know. And so that's a good thing to me. And then it says celebration. So it really feels like there is a unity and a real good vibration that's saying this is like it's cohesive, you know. It's got good stuff that's coming. It's real sound. Yeah, with this partnership love. And so it's coming. It's really got some and it's a celebration. So there's a sense of like, wow, I'm here and this is great. And it could be, you know, again, within work. We're talking about partnership coming your way and also love because this is partnership and love on that particular card. So I see it as both. It does say self-control. So where self-control is, I always think it's more about what our mind will do, you know, what our mind allows in and what it doesn't. So self-control is really about not letting in negative thoughts, feelings of inadequacy, doubt, all that stuff. So when it talks about, it's all within that same premise of new partnership, love, compromise, celebration, and self-control. So it's really in that kind of bubble. So when this all starts to manifest, those are the things that will be around you. Again, and self-control is really just to stay. And when, if I looked at this card, it's really about staying focused and grounded and letting your higher self run the show and not anything else, you know. So I like it. It does, and it does feel really good. I kind of get that, you know, where you've been is a teaching on how to speak up, you know. We've all been learning this and where boundaries are and what it is that you do want and not letting, I call it the Mother Teresa syndrome, to kind of take over, you know what I mean, and let you be forgotten and really, you know, so in this next round of, in a sense, incorporating people into your business or into your life, we really want to kind of fine tune what I hate to say expectations, but what we will allow. You know, so we want, you know, somebody who is kind, humorous, open. You know, we really want to keep that vibration steadily coming in to our lives. So we have to say that's what we expect from the universe, you know. It's like matching yourself, you know. Matching yourself means that where you're confident, they'll be confident. Where you're gifted, they'll be gifted. So we really don't want an imbalance, okay? Because, you know, it's funny because my girlfriend just had the same experience about her. She went on this quick date, but it was she had a lot of expectation on this date. And he was a doctor, and she has her MS. I mean, she's got her master's degree. She's very smart. But I think around this particular, and he was quite older than her, and she said she just didn't feel comfortable. And I said, well, what was that about? And she said, I just don't think I'm that confident. I felt like I was sitting on, I was sitting back and letting him tell me what I already knew. And she said, I kept trying to, you know, say, well, I know about that. And he would just not, he would not take her seriously.
Yes.
And interesting,
exactly.
You know, yeah, he would not take her knowledge as an equal. And she felt it. And, you know, for, I have to say, this past retrograde really made people feel what they feel and react really quickly. So where normally she would have, you know, gone a year into this particular relationship and it would have probably panned out the same way, she said she got her bag, packed her stuff, and walked out the door.
Wow.
And the guy just said, what's up, what's up? And she said, I've got to go. And then she said, I didn't really know why I left, but I know how I felt. I know that I was feeling small, and I knew that this was not going to work for me. And she listened, and she just did what she had to do, and that was to just not let it go any further. She said, thank you so much. I liked meeting you, and you know, blessings to your life. And she just, that was it. You know, it was wonderful. Because I really got that she stepped up her way of doing her life before, where she wouldn't have said anything for years, a month, or who knows. You know, she was.
Yeah.
So this is really happening, I believe, really quickly for people, that when they feel something, and this will happen for you, when you see something right off the bat, it doesn't feel right, you will say something. And it's getting shorter and shorter, the time between, gee, I knew that, and I should have said something. You know? It's really not quick. Yeah. And so I really love that. I think that's what we all have to know, that the time between thought and action is way less. We don't have time to waste, right? We don't. And yet each time we do this, we learn something. We learn something great, you know, and that if we stand up for what it is that we want in our lives, then the universe will know what to bring us, you know. It will say, oh, okay, that didn't work, you know. So we have to get clear so that the universe, in a sense, knows that, okay, this is not what I would like. I'd like this, and this feels right. And I really get it doesn't come in the mind as much as how you feel, you know. I mean, I the mind, you know, can go on and on and on, but it's really about how you feel. That you have, you know, everybody's bringing, I think, their consciousness down into the heart, and they're making decisions from that place. And that is when it works. That is always when it works. When you have no mind about it, and you're just letting your feelings take you. Because your feelings will not lie to you. They really won't. You know, they can't. How can it be wrong if you feel that? I always think, if you feel afraid, you feel afraid. It's telling you something. If you feel, you know, disrespected, it's how you feel. So there's something there to look at, you know. So I love this. I love the time. I think that we are all moving to these expanded places of consciousness. That is really wonderful. I mean, we can only create from those places. You know, we're not limited by anything. You know, when we finally enter, like, where you are, this is the place of pure creation, you know?
Yeah, I'm very excited. You know, it's interesting that you picked the competition card, because I don't ever feel like there's any competition. Mm-hmm. And not in a way where it's, I think it's because I feel like there's more than enough to go around for everybody. So it's interesting that you're picking up competition. So I wonder.
Well, it's in the next year, so you may feel that, you know. You may get in with a group and there may be competition. You know, you might be in with a healing group and the other therapist may make you feel that way. You just don't know what that card, maybe when it shows up, you'll say, oh, that's what that was about. Because I don't see that around you personally right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that you will be kind of maybe aware of it, you know. And in being aware of it, you can say, oh, okay, that's all that is. And not take it so seriously, you know.
But
yeah. Well, good luck, loving, and happy holidays, and enjoy every minute. It's a beautiful time. You know, the Kabbalah says that these times are really times for us to absorb this loving energy. You know, instead of going out and partying and, tying one on, we should sit and absorb the love that these high holidays are bringing to the planet. And I really liked that. I really thought that was great. And let it in and let it kind of elevate our energies. And so we're going to be going away, so I'm going to be able to do that. And,
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, happy holidays.
Much love, Pooja. And let me know how it goes. We're going to be away for a couple of weeks and we'll have another show, so I'm just going to keep you on my vision board and know that things will be great. Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie. Have a great night.
Okay. You too. Good night. Bye.
Bye. Much love. Okay, everyone. Well, please start calling in. I know that was a long conversation, but we will have equally a long time to talk to you. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul, 954 number. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Darlene from Florida.
Hello, how are you?
Okay.
Okay. And you'd like to, is there any one particular area that you'd like to focus on?
Not really. Is there something that comes in through my guides?
Well, let's see what they have to say. I'll start just pulling some cards and see what they're guiding us to. Okay. You are the Darla. You know, it's funny. Before I had the show, the first person's name that came to me was a D sound, and I thought it was Darlene, but Darla is pretty damn close. And there is a Sam that came in. The name Sam came in with this person. So I don't know if that's anyone you know. It could be possibly on the other side. Is there anybody named Sam?
Yes. Yeah, there is.
Okay. Well, before, you know, I'm a medium pretty much, and before I have the show, I usually sit quiet and start writing. And that was the first, in a sense, person on the other side that came through. So, so let's see what Sam is saying. All right, Sam. Is that for you? Yeah. Okay, here he is. All right. Okay. I'm almost like feeling like it's a relationship feeling, like an old relationship. I kind of get he's all in black. Okay, so I'm getting, I don't know why, but just seeing kind of a black outfit, like he was a minister, like he wore black a lot. I don't know why, but I'm just seeing that image of this person. I'm getting kind of an energy around his lungs, his heart, that was somewhat the problem that caused him to move through. Now, what I get is that he is somebody that comes around you. Okay, he comes around when you have questions about things, and he's kind of like your earth guide, somebody who you knew, he loved you, you loved him. You know, it wasn't like this, he's telling me it wasn't always a perfect relationship, but it was what it was, he said. So it was, he knows, that's what he said, that, you know, there were issues.
So you're talking another life, though, right?
Yeah. But this particular gentleman, energy, is named Sam. He's the one that is around you. It feels like when you need some help or guidance, you can call on this particular energy. It feels like he was once human, and that, you know, it's a kind of like an earth angel. He's kind of moving on up and trying to kind of get his wings, kind of thing. And so he is kind of your guide. So I want you to really recognize he's got a very big force around you. He kind of sits on the right side of you sometimes, and when he's around, you'll feel like a warmth around his right, on your right side. You know, it's almost like that's when you know it's him, okay?
Okay.
So it's really something.
I have a lot of guidance, huh? I mean, I've been told that. So does everybody have, like, a lot of different guides?
Everybody does, yes. Sometimes the prominent ones that are really work with you most of the times, they're your guides that are with you all the time. And this particular one really came through right at the beginning of the show. So he really is the one that you really want to know by name, you know? You want to have a really good relationship with him and say, okay, you know, Sam, give me a hand here, you know? And he will. He will help you with it. Let's just see. I'm going to start to pull some cards. There we go. That's interesting. New beginnings came up and restriction. So new beginnings and restriction being together like this would mean that you would like to start new, but restriction could be mean finances that are stopping you from from moving or from doing what you really would like. So restriction comes up in the same framework of new beginnings. But loss just came up. It could be loss of job. It could be loss of could be even a person that you just lost. So have you been around anyone that just moved onto the other side recently?
My brother-in-law's niece just moved to the other side.
Okay. All right. So then that could be why this is coming up right now. You know, this just happened within like the last 6 months or so?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's why it's showing up. So you have been around loss, and it has shown up in your etheric body that says, hey, you know, you are being, in a sense, when somebody moves through, they're around you. This is another, in a sense, person that you will have a relationship with because you had a relationship with this person here on this earth, and you'll have one, in a sense, in a spiritual one. So what you could do is you could start to work with this particular girl and, you know, welcoming her in and asking if there's anything she may need to help her move through. You know, sometimes you could light a candle and envision them, you know, moving into a high light, into the light. I mean, these are sometimes things that you could do to help her spirit, you know, in a sense, move quickly into a higher level of consciousness. So it might be why you're being shown this.
Okay.
And the next card is devotion. Now, devotion means that you pray a lot, you meditate, you have connection with spirit. So devotion usually is a sign that you are this person, that you have a sense of the, you know, spiritual energies around you. So devotion is really just making me see that this loss in your devotion, you may need to be helping her just a little. You know, maybe the prayer that we said in the beginning of the show, say it again.
But that prayer that you said at the beginning of the show, I felt that a lot.
Yeah, that's the Metatron. That was just so amazing. So what I would do is I would listen to the show again and just write it down if you can, or just listen to it. And really, on a daily thing, just let that be your prayer. And it will center you. It will also call in your spirits, guides, and really let them be, you know, like one with you. You know, that's really ultimately what we want to get to, is to not keep them separate and have a real nice relationship. So Sam came in for you really strong. So I would say that, you know, now this girl that went through is your brother's daughter. Is that what you said?
No. It was my brother-in-law's.
Brother-in-law's.
Niece.
Niece. Okay. All right. So it was a far removed.
Person. That over the other side a lot.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, maybe he may be needing some help. You know, I get that you feel spirit around you. You're very psychic, and I think when you get messages, there may be some messages coming to you that this girl might come to you about something that she may want to have told her father or somebody, you know. So I want you to, you may be the messenger here. It feels like you might be called to do this. So this may be coming within the next, you know, couple of months, that you may really feel this girl around you and wanting to give you a message. So if that's the case, write it down. You know, maybe she'll come in a dream and show you something. I almost feel like that she's almost showing me something. Like she's showing me something that she didn't, that nobody knew she had. Like, yeah. It feels like there's something almost like, I'm getting this box. You know, like everybody has like a special box that they've got all special things in it.
She
had this, and there was lots of stuff in there that she wanted, you know, she had, you know, that was important. And I think if her father or some, or I mean, it feels like a boyfriend almost, would like to get this. You know, it feels like important for them to get this. So
she did have a boyfriend. I believe she was engaged. She had an ex-husband, and she had a son that was, you know, like 8 years old.
Oh, yeah. So maybe that's why she's coming through. So maybe this box, this thing, it feels like memories are in this box, and in letters and things that meant something great to her, and it may help the son. You know, it may help the son feel connected to his mom, you know. So there is this feeling that she needs to get this message to these people. So I want you to really listen to this, okay? Because I mean, it's like I'm getting it, but I think it's through you, you know, that you're going to start getting. She's telling me, I'll come to her, she'll know. And she'll be clearer for you, you know. Because you've had a relationship with her. So she'll be way clearer than she will be with me, because I'm hearing it, you know. But I do get this vibration around you, and that is the one, it's a definite energy that is coming to you, okay?
A new energy, excuse me, but a new energy is coming to me?
Yeah, a new one. Let's just see. All right.
Because I can't hear my guide yet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't actually hear them talking to me. You can actually hear you guys speaking, right?
Yes, and it's yes. I definitely can hear them. So, but some people can get messages more like they feel, you know, they feel the warmth around them, and everybody's going to read or feel spirit differently. Some people see them, you know, I've seen them myself, and so I see them. So if I ask you to close your eyes, okay, close your eyes,
mm-hmm.
and now focus on the light, the bright light that's right kind of in the dark of when you close your eyes. It's almost like a light that's coming to you. You get that? You feel that? And it feels like you're seeing kind of orange and reds and colors start to happen. Just keep focused on that light. and just keep breathing. And once you get more familiar with this particular light, that is where your guides, this particular place, is where your guide will be able to talk to you or show you things, or you'll get visions. So it will come to you the way that you will see it. So either you'll see it as a vision, or you may hear it, or you may, you know, really just get a whole, you know, I mean, or it might come in dreams. Sometimes that happens for people. So what we have to do is just trying to fine-tune you to see what station you are going to be picking up spirit on. You know, it's not going to be the same for everybody. So I love that you asked this question, because it's so important, because not everybody, you know, I have a friend that said, when I do a meditation, if somebody's, you know, saying visualize, they can't see anything. But if they, you know, if I say breathe and, you know, breathe in, and they can feel their body. Yeah. So it's how you are going to be able to hear spirit. And so don't worry about that you're not hearing it the way I am, because, you know, but I want you to try to fine-tune, almost like a little radio is right down below, and just try one, station two, and just kind of turn it and see if any one of those, there's 18 stations, see if any one of those stations feel like the place where spirit can speak to you, okay?
Oh, okay.
It's really
okay.
Going to help you, all right? Because I do see that it's coming your way. I mean, you are extremely gifted, you know, and maybe this next year for you is going to be a year of uncovering how you will be working more directly with spirit, okay? I know that you got the name, so that's big, because Sam, you know, and your name came to me before the show, so that's quite large for the spirit to come back, you know, way ahead of you showing up. So I would totally say that what I want you to do is, before you go to sleep, that might be where you're more receptive. Just ask your, say to your guides, I'm open to receiving any messages that you would like me to know to help myself or help another. Okay? And just say that before you go to sleep. And maybe through a dream, or, you know, and then if you can get, do you meditate? Is that something you do often?
Yes.
You do. Okay. So, you know, meditating and keeping your mind really quiet is a way for you to kind of start to feel what it feels like when spirit's around, you know? I like to play games with them. I mean, before I, you know, I got to know that, okay, that's my guide, and that's his voice, and that's her voice. And, you know, so before I got to know which one was which, I'd play a lot of games with them so that I would know who they were, okay? So you could say, okay, Sam, when you're around, I would like to see pennies, or I would like to see a blue jay, or I would like that as being a visual thing that I know that I'm talking to and you're talking back. Okay?
That's really, I mean, I know that my nose gets itchy. I know when I itch my nose, mm-hmm. somebody's around, but I don't know who
okay,
it is.
Okay, I like that, yeah. Like for me, I feel like I've got this warm blanket on my shoulders, like somebody's got their hands on me. That's just always been, or somebody, you know, I just feel like I'm somebody's really behind me. That's what it feels like, or next to me, you know. So I get that feeling that the room got really crowded. You know?
Well, when you said prayer, I got like 3 inches of warmth around my whole body. It was like amazing.
Wow. So Metatron, then, that was really the Metatron prayer. Metatron would probably be who you really might resonate with as an angel. You know, so maybe Angel Metatron, or they, you know, Master Metatron, would be who you could ask to come and help you. So he may be your angel. I've been, you know, using Metatron and mostly Michael and Gabriel my whole life, but I really get that, you know, the angelic realms, when they're around, that's the vibe that you get, like they're just protecting you. It feels like there's this big football player of energy right behind you, you know. Did you ever hear this story? It was a great story. This woman was walking down this very dark street in New York City. And she looked in front of her, and there were 2 big guys walking towards her. So she asked her guides, her and her angels to come and walk with her so she could make it down to the end of the street. So she walked down the end of the street, and she gets past these two guys, and she, you know, just really kept walking. And she turned a bit, and then she saw them look at her. And one of them said, "We won't mess with that lady, with those dudes with her."
Yeah.
And so they were talking to each other. "We don't want to mess with that one, with those dudes around." And so she heard them say that. And
yeah.
she knew she was alone, but they actually showed themselves as being in front, for these. I thought that was one of the best stories I ever heard about the angels being. Yeah, it was great. But, you know, so I really get, you know, you are just, it feels like you are coming in this year, and from this year on, from 12 on, you will be working, really doing a lot more spiritual work, prayer work, kind of meditation work around people, helping them kind of get more centered and more calm. And, you know, I don't know if that's what you do or would like to do, but it feels like you would be very good at it, you know.
Yeah,
and it feels
like
you'd be working almost with elderly people that might be moving through soon. It almost feels like a hospice situation. You're going to be helping those move through and, you know, bringing them peace and calm during that time. So I would look into it. If you were questioning what you could do with your gift, you would just be awesome at that. You really would.
I want to help people, and I've been told that I'm an energy healer. I do believe that, you know, that I am that, and mm-hmm. but, you know, just the elderly, though, I just, you know, I'm an empath, so I feel you know, mm-hmm. so I just don't, I'm not sure, you know.
If you'd be too sensitive to it, yeah.
Yeah.
I know the feeling. I mean, I work with a lot of people that are moving through. And it's a surprising experience for me, because I'm like that. I mean, I feel I can't even watch TV, because if I see somebody, you know, punch somebody or shoot somebody, I physically feel it. I physically go,
yeah.
Ow, you know. I really do. I mean, I'm so, I just am so sensitive that way. So I didn't know how it was going to be to work with people who were going through. But I realized that it might not be many, and it doesn't mean, you know, you might be called, it might be a friend or somebody that you know.
Oh, right.
And, you know, so it doesn't feel like you're going to be doing this, like, a lot, but it feels like you'll be called to do this, you know. So I realized, you know, Spirit knows better than I do what I'm capable of doing. And so when I started getting a lot of calls, and most of them had terminal cancer, I thought to myself, okay, I must be okay with this. And I would do visualizations with them, and I would do different things. So it really was kind of like, I'll do what I can do. I'll do what Spirit tells me. And it was a wonderful experience for me, you know, to be. And I felt I was graced by their grace that they've been given before they go. Do you notice, if you've ever been around somebody who's leaving, they really are like expanded. Their energy is like bigger than this room, you know. They just are that way. It's amazing. So it was truly a wonderful experience. I have to say, it wasn't sad. I was just graced by being called to do this. So it feels like you're going to be, within the next year, from this point on to next year, you will be called to do this, okay? So, and it will be beautiful for you. It will be that you will feel like, wow, that was awesome, you know? More so than it was horrible. So, you know, we really are going to have to get to these places that aren't afraid of feeling what we feel, you know. I mean, you know, we can feel sad, but you'll feel sad, but in the next moment you'll feel gratitude, you know. So don't be afraid to let your spirit go to areas that it hasn't gone before, because I can really see that you'd prosper in your own spiritual growth by doing that, you know. So Well, much love. Have a wonderful holiday, and
thank you.
Enjoy
thank
playing
you.
Or playing with Sam.
I love.
Bye, love.
All right.
Okay, we're going to take next caller, 267 area code. Who are we talking to?
Hi, you're talking to Melinda.
Hi, Melinda. How are you?
I'm scared.
Oh, no. And what about?
I think I was reading too much into my horoscope because I've picked up some very interesting things, and now I want to get, like, clarity on it, or I kind of want a second or third opinion on it, or if there is none and they're all the same. I want to know, how did I make the outcome turn out in my favor?
Okay. All right. Let's just see what we got here. All right. Let's put the fear. Okay. I'm going to put it somewhere else around you so that doesn't make me not see. Okay, so I'm going to put that fear way over to the right. All right. Now take a deep breath, please. Let me just see your energy. Yeah, very purple. Which is interesting, because when purple's around you, it does really, it makes me feel like energy is around you, like guides and angels are around you, because purple is kind of their color. So it feels like, you know, when fear comes around us, our angels then show up, you know. So what I want you to do is kind of put around you a really beautiful white light, and I want you to go clockwise. And make it very silver and also 3D. So I want you to put the white light around your back, and I want you to put it all the way around you, under your feet, above your head, in front of you. There you go. Okay. And then what I want you to do is now put another egg-like shape around you and make it like it's a sphere. That silver, but the silver is facing outward, okay? So it's a reflective sphere around you, okay? Picture that. And now this sphere is going to repel any negative energy that's coming around you or to you, and it's going to repel it and send it right back to the receiver, to who sent it to you. All right? Do you see that? Okay, good. Yes, and now I want you to see the angelic realms around you and really see all this beautiful gold stardust falling around you and moving all the angels around you now. And then now I want you to visualize a pyramid above your head, a 3D pyramid that's called a Merkaba, and picture that pyramid above your head. And now picture it coming below you, too, the pyramid. And you are sitting like a Star David in the center. Okay, good. And now a nice, big, round, protective, beautiful, Christ-conscious, kind of loving light all around that whole pyramid. And you're in the middle. All right, I like that. Okay, you feel a whole lot more protective now. What I would like you to do is do this one, okay? Do that meditation the way I just did it for you, okay? Just like it, all right? In order, just like that. And when you're feeling afraid or feeling scared or feeling like you're being, something's coming at you, it's because you're not protecting yourself. You're not protecting your whole spiritual self, okay? So this will be really good for you to start doing every day and before you go to sleep, all right? As for your horoscope, I like to think that horoscopes are kind of just like, they're just kind of lightly suggesting things, you know. Let's just see what we see here. How about we just do a read and see what's going. All right. Physical body first came up. Okay, physical body and victory. So if you have been, in a sense, working a physical situation, maybe a bad back, or, you know, you've been physically kind of dealing with something. It could be even a health issue. Victory is right next to it. So that really is a sign that this will, whatever you have been working with, is going to get better. So that's really good. It does say risk. So was, if it was like a risk that you were taking a pill or a risk that you were doing something, the risk could have been that you needed, you know, it was unhealthy to be at a certain weight, so you lost the weight, so now you're less at risk for it hurting your heart, you know, blah, blah, blah. So risk comes in with the same physical body victory and risk. So it's really showing me that this has been going on or is around you now, that's something you have to or have been dealing with or thinking about, okay? The next one is physical, psychic awareness. Okay, so you have, you're very sensitive, okay? It could be why you are picking up things and kind of you hold on to the negative. So we want to push away the negative, just like that mirror. We want to push all the negative away from you and only let the light of God's consciousness, in a sense, into you, okay? So that is really going to help your psychic awareness kind of lighten up and not be afraid, all right, of anything. I did say exhaustion. Exhaustion is a good card because it just reminds us that if we're pushing, you know, if we're drinking too much coffee and we're not sleeping well, or you know, we really have to pay attention to what our body is telling us, okay? So if you're working and, you know, you just need to take better care. So it's just a kind of a reminder to pay attention to your exhaustion, all right? It almost feels like the exhaustion, the physical body, the victory, the risk, this is all pretty much the same card. It's the same kind of situation, you know. So have you been dealing with any health issues that you've been feeling?
Actually, I have, and I explained this to my doctor. I told him, like, I've been feeling really drained and tired, and it was almost as though I thought I had diabetes because I heard, like, diabetes, mm-hmm. you're really, like, tired, but I mean, right. like, this tiredness is just too tired. Like, mm-hmm. I'm tired all the time. It is, like, ran down, tired, fatigued, sleepy. I'm like, why am I sleepy? I'm not old.
Okay. So that is just really your body's trying to, you know, say, okay. So what I would do is, let's see what the next card is. Bravado. Okay, so that's good. So bravado means that you will move through this. It will not stay. It's not a situation. But it is trying to get your attention to change behavior. So what I want you to do is start to clean up your diet, okay? I want you to take wheat out. I want you to take sugar out. I want, you know, because usually those two things will tap into the adrenal system and make you tired. They really will, because it's a lot of processed things. So I want you to try to, you know, shop in the perimeters of the market, you know, only the fresh foods and everything else in the middle, avoid, okay? If it comes in a can, a package, you're not going to buy it. So I really want you to hear this. I want you to clean up your act, okay? Because you will feel better if you can get rid of the caffeine, the sodas, all that sugar out of your body, because it's a sure sign that something, so usually it's your adrenals, your thyroid, or your hormones that can really cause exhaustion, you know? So when we have an imbalance, that's the first sign that goes, you know, I'm just not feeling myself, you know? So could your doctor do a hormonal test on you?
He's done a whole panel, and I'm just waiting now.
Okay,
like,
so we're waiting right now.
I'm just waiting.
Okay, well, this is why it came up, because this is right, it's hitting on right what's going on for you now. So don't worry. It says bravado, and it says victory. So I'm not seeing it as a serious thing. I do see it as something that needs your psychic awareness, means you need to pay attention to it. So also protection. A lot of times if we're being psychically attacked by things and people and their negative energy around us, that can fatigue us too on a spiritual level. So I want you to try, if you have negative friends and they want to go out and spill their guts to you and make you their sounding board, say no, okay? Or if you go, I want you to do that that visualization, that meditation I did with you, do it before you go and meet them, okay? So that you are reflecting back any negative energy that they have around you. So this is real important to do for yourself, really. It will help you feel stronger. I keep getting a D deficiency.
I know, because guess what I just did before I called your show? I was so tired, and it wasn't true. I drank regular milk because I am lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
For some reason, the nausea, the tiredness just faded. And I know D vitamin is in milk, and I was drinking the milk, and I felt better.
Wow, okay. But you don't have to do it that way. Just go to the grocery store and pick up some D3. And it comes, you can get it in like 1,000 milligrams, 5,000 mg. Just start taking around 5,000 milligrams of vitamin D. And you will all of a sudden, it will stop your fatigue, it will stop your depression if you feel depressed or lifeless. It really is, most of the people in the world are D deficient, especially if you're indoors a lot. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, because that's, you get D from the sunlight. So come winter for a lot of people, or if you are just home and you don't have climate that you'd like to go take a walk in and really absorb the D, they are deficient. And that is a sure sign. That's probably why you went towards the D and the milk. I wouldn't drink the milk because it's bad for your, you know, intolerance, right? So I would just go and grab yourself. It's very reasonable. I think vitamin D is like only like $10 a bottle. So it's not an expensive vitamin, and it will be day and night for you to feel it.
Can I ask a question before I go?
Uh-huh.
You mentioned house. Now, one of the things that was mentioned was legal. They kept mentioning something legally and property. Do you see anything going on with my property or anything legally happening in the next couple weeks with the property I'm living on at all?
Okay, let me just see. Well, survival, first card is, and then celebration. So those two go together. So survival would mean that, you know, where you survive, which is your food, your clothing, your home. So survival represents those three things usually and how it is that we survive. We need to be warm, we need to be clothed, we need food, and we, you know. So it's saying celebration. So it would mean that, no, there is no problem. There's nothing that's going to negatively come out of that particular situation. So celebration would go by, because they go hand in hand like that. I would see no problem in that particular area, okay? It does say truth. Now, there might be a situation that you may need to tell the truth. So if there's a legal matter that you're going to be telling the truth about, you
mm-hmm.
saw an accident or you had an accident, that might be coming your way. And let's see what it says. And then it says decisions. So there might be a decision for you to make based on truth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that could be work-related or it's almost, let me just see. Yeah, it felt like relationship almost. Oh, rest, okay. Truth, decisions, and rest. Okay, those three come in. So because you have been, in a sense, fatigued, needing to rest, needing to, you know, take care of yourself. Those are the decisions you have to start to make around yourself. You know what I mean? Right now. So if it is about moving, it's not going to be that you will decide to do that right now. Okay? Because you're going to need to take care of yourself and get yourself feeling better. Okay? So the vitamin D, I would definitely get into. I would also, I keep getting thyroid around you. I really do. I hope you took a thyroid test, because I feel like you may have a thyroid situation.
Or Graves' disease, because I was on the internet and all my symptoms, they lead to straight Graves' disease. And I'm horrified because lately I've been having, you know, heart palpitations, I've been jittering, my heart's been racing.
Uh-huh.
I have the classic symptoms of Graves' disease, and I haven't been able to either ovulate or, you know, produce a child. So those things...
Right, and so that could be thyroid. When thyroid is not happy, then your thyroids, your hormones are not going to balance either. So that makes sense. And, you know, it could be a quick test to take. You know, they'll take a thyroid test to see if you have T3 and make sure they take T3 and T4 on you. But it feels like that around you. That's another sign of fatigue at the level that you're talking about. But it really does feel like once you get that back, and it takes a little while to adjust that particular hormone. But it feels like within the next 3 months, you will start feeling better once they know that it's your hormones or once they know it's your thyroid. Okay? So it's almost like, I feel like you're going to have to take, you know, maybe a pill to regulate this for a while, and then once you do, you're going to feel really good, okay? And now let me see about children. It's funny because I did see a child around you. That's interesting. Invention, empathy, physical bodies, yeah. So you are definitely physical body victory. So you are going to be coming through this, and so that's a great thing. So if once you get through this within the next year, let's say, you're going to feel better and better and better, and then it feels like you will be able to have a child, okay? So it may take about a year, which isn't much time, to get your body back to the way it was. Also, I want you to look into getting some progesterone creams. A progesterone cream you can buy at the health food store, that will also help elevate, kind of level out your hormones. It will help with your palpitations, because I want you to also go online. If you check on low, if you have low progesterone, you can have heart palpitations too. Okay? So some of the things are not only Graves' disease, they could be related to hormones and balance. So don't worry about it. That's what I'm getting. It's, you're going to straighten this out. If you get with the right, I almost feel like you have to go to more an expert. Not really feeling the vibe of this guy, but you may have to tell him what you need, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Say, I would like this test and this test and this test. I want a hormone test. I want a thyroid test, all right? So you tell this doctor what you need, because a lot of times, you know, they're rushed. You rush in, you rush out. They're, okay, we'll give you a CBC, and they're not getting to really what could be the problem, okay? I almost see you having to go to somebody better, you know? I do. I really do. Just check it out. I mean, you might, if you're not getting the results, and I feel like you're going to have to be the one to say to this, to, you know, I'm going to look for somebody else that's going to get to the bottom of this. But it almost feels like I want you to go to a hormone specialist. Okay?
Like an OBG?
Well, they can do it. Yeah, absolutely. Go online and where you live and see if an OBG if they do bioidentical hormones. Okay? I want you to see if they say it in their ad, that's the person I want you to go to, because they'll test you for thyroid and your hormones. And you'll feel so much better, believe me. I'm only speaking because this is like, I get all these like messages, like all these red flags around you, and I'm like, okay, please tell her this, you know. Because, you know, you can get discouraged, you know, you can feel like life, you know, should be better than this. I should feel, you know, happier than this. I should be more active. I shouldn't be so tired, you know. And you're young, you know. And so I really get that that's true, and that's why we have to, you know, in a sense, Spirit is saying, don't give up on this, okay? Don't give up on this. You will feel better. And then once you feel better, all the things that you were worried about, like I won't be able to have children, will all fall into place, and you will. Absolutely. Yeah. I actually see a little girl around you.
Oh.
Yes, I do. And I would say, don't you fret. Don't worry about it. Don't think, don't go down that feeling of like, oh, I'm never, it is going to happen to you. Absolutely. All right, love, and good luck, and have a great holiday. I really have to say that I wouldn't worry about your horoscope at all. I don't know what, you know, they could have just been a warning or something, and don't worry about it. I mean, it does feel like you're going to have to speak your truth about something, so if that's a legal matter, that's no problem. It's not going to be a situation. But it didn't feel at all, and I don't get that you're going to have any problems around it, you know what I mean? Okay, love.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night. Okay. Hi there. We are in Heart and Soul. It's called, I'm going to go to you. Hold on. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. You're on live. Baba who? Hi, who am I talking to?
Hi.
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 Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good too. Thank you.
And so what can we do for you?
Well, you know, I'm curious. I want to ask something about someone that I like and what you see for me and him. And
oh, I love love questions. Okay.
Loving.
All right. Let's see what we have here. What's your favorite color? Purple, green? Purple or green?
I like them both, but I think blue is my favorite color.
Okay, all right, because I have two sets of cards. I'm going to switch. I wanted you to pick it, so.
Okay.
All right, let's see. All right, we're going to ask your guide to give us some insight here. Okay, first card is be patient. So that's interesting. That's your first card. When that comes around, it usually is that the universe is saying, it's going to come, it's going to happen, just be patient, you know. Don't predict it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just be patient and don't predict it good, don't go bad. And, you know, it's like just stay real neutral. And that's a really, and then speak with love. Now, when I see speak with love, I do see two people speaking together and speaking love to each other. So there is this vibe of loving energy around you, and it absolutely is showing itself. So let's see. It says celebrate you. So when I say celebrate you, it is about, you know, in the beginning of a relationship where you start to dress up nice and you put lipstick on and you do your hair. It's celebrate you showed up. So it is where you are about this, you know, caring about how you look and your appearance and really, taking more special care of that, of you.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's showing me that you will be kind of becoming the goddess, you know? I mean, like, you know, you think about that. When you become the goddess, you wear the beautiful clothes. You want to bring that person out in you that is that divine self, right? That goddess. So it's showing me that that is going on and it will continue. And then it says, lend a hand. Now, lending a hand could mean that you are helping this person through it, you know, right now.
Yeah.
In some way, yeah. Okay, so that it could be how you are coming together, you know, is that you are helping him and he, in a sense, is helping you. You know, there's a mutual energy being had here. So it's showing me that that's how you kind of met and why you're together. And then it says be courageous, which is a great card. I love that one because it reminds us to kind of just, you know, chill out a little on all the worry. You know, I know. You know, we really do that to ourselves. We anticipate the worst way before anything happens. So I think be patient and be courageous is really a good one to remember when you're just starting to feel something for somebody. It's not to negate it, you know, and talk yourself out of it. Just let spirit take you. You know, it says a rebel. Okay, rebel, you know, it could be who you are. It could be who he is. A rebel is someone that, you know, wears purple hair, tattoos, you know, motorcycle.
He's a rebel.
He's a rebel. Okay. Okay, so he's the rebel. He's kind of that kind of guy, but he's not. He shows up in the world like that. So that's why that card showed up. So it's really giving you a wonderful vibe that they're seeing it. You know, your guides are seeing it, and they're saying, "Don't worry, celebrate you, lend a hand." It's all there. So it says, "Give more." When I say give more, it's really more about
giving more to me.
Yeah, you said it. You said it. Yes,
definitely.
And sharing, in a sense, your gifts. When I say give more, it means to be honest. It means to show up in your divine self. It means to show up in your powerful self. It means to really give that to the universe and to the world. And in that, I see that as a reciprocating thing, so that you get more powerful and more confident, and then you give that to the world, you know? And so that is the gift that you would be giving. And this is the last card, and it says, have fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I like that. Having fun is really good for you to remember that every relationship that you're in, especially this one, is really about having fun. And this one feels like it's going to bring you a lot of fun. And it's going to make you laugh and make you do things that you never did and travel a little and see the world a little bit differently through, in a sense, this rebel's eyes. Just be careful on a motorcycle, okay? but no, I really get that it's a really nice spread. There's no warnings here. There's no sense that it's not going to last. It really feels like it's on a very slow but steady friendship, you know what I mean? And in that, that's a good thing. So I would just stay with that and enjoy it and have fun with it. And really, the next moment will unfold.
I have to have so much patience.
I know you do. I know. We all do. But you know what? This is the thing. You no matter what it is, and that's what you have to remember, tomorrow will come, but today is really all we have, right? So if we can just enjoy it, then tomorrow will happen and we'll feel good about it. But if we really put ourselves really in this moment, fully and completely and with patience and love and joy, then the next one is bound to be a good one. You know, but if you set it up in a sense and you start to worry and wonder and you're, you know, lamenting and stressing over it, the next one's not going to be a good one. So I want you to pay attention to this very second that you're in and really enjoy the new friendship that you have and also the giddiness of a new relationship. You know,
right.
It makes you feel young, doesn't it? It really does. You know, all of a sudden you get those vibes, you know, and it's good. It's awesome. So I like this for you. I like this.
Thank
I
you.
Think it's kind of good for you to step out of being comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know. And relationships will do that for you. So I see this as a really wonderful exploration of who you are.
Yeah.
You know? And so how could that be wrong, you know?
As
for marriage and all that stuff, I don't think, I'm not getting, you know, that within the next 6 months it's going to turn into that, okay? But I am getting that in the next 6 months you will be even stronger of a friendship and better. As, you know what I mean? It's going to start to build like a really wonderful, it's going to grow, really. That's what I see. So I would say enjoy. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you see anything that he feels for me or that he thinks of me?
Well, absolutely. If all these cards are in favor for you, like this with him, then I would say that absolutely there's energy coming your way towards you know, him too.
Okay.
Yeah, because I would be picking a vibe up that he was, you know, he wasn't getting this particular. But I feel it, Sissy.
Yeah, okay, it's not just in my head.
Yeah, no, and it just does say don't sweat the small stuff, and that's a really good reminder is that everything is small, you know, compared to, you know, anything that's important. So he is definitely appreciating you. That's what I feel like right now. I feel like he's appreciating knowing you. Now, you know, and so I like it. I think that the more he gets to see you and just to share your gifts, you know, with him, okay, your knowledge, your faith, your insight, all that that you are with him will really have him feel closer to you, okay?
To share my gifts will help him feel more closer to me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, you know, even if you're a great cook, because that's a gift. If you're a wonderful artist, draw a picture of him or with him. Go in the way, you know, you share your gifts with him, and that will bring him into your space and who you are. Okay? So what it's asking you to do is to kind of keep going, keep doing what you're doing, and do it a little bit more completely, you know? So I get that when you start to share your gifts with someone, it welcomes them into our lives, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so I see that that they're saying to do that, and that that would bring him even closer into your life, okay?
Yeah.
All right, love. Have a wonderful holiday, and I'll talk to you. Hope to call back. We're going to have another show in a couple
of weeks. Yeah, just keep me on the phone so I can listen. Thank you.
All right, I will.
Thanks.
Okay, bye, sweetie. All right. The last song, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. My question's a little bit longer than the other people, so I hope you can take that okay.
I can try, sure.
Oh, okay. I have been employed with this company for...
Can I first ask your name?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm like, the last song today is my name. Jamie in Indiana.
And you're in... Did you say Jamie?
Yes, Jamie.
Jamie, okay. In Indiana, all right.
Yeah. I have been employed with this company for almost 2 years. And I transferred from one place to another. And when I transferred, I got sick from the chemicals, my doctor believes.
Mm-hmm.
And now she doesn't want me to go back to work. At first, she thought it was mono because I had such high fatigue and all kinds of other symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kept on. And then I got better and I went back to work for just a few hours and I got sick again.
Oh.
So, yeah, my fate is like very questionable at this time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on short-term disability. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm going to have a job. I don't know if short-term disability is going to pay me. I start college in January.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to feel better.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And college is because you will go back to school to study something else?
Yes.
Yes, okay, good.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
think you're doing the right thing. I mean, for me, it feels like that will be your way out of not having to ever go back to working at that place again, is to get educated. Now, I keep getting health around you, like health field. Is there something? Okay,
that is what I do. Yes.
Okay. So really, I would say that would be more appropriate. You know what I mean, for you in the long term. For you to do. Now, the chemicals were at work, were they not
healthcare.
In the health field? No.
They are.
They were, okay. So now,
yeah.
If you go back, can you still stay in the healthcare but do something a little bit different? Okay, because that's what I get. You're not leaving the healthcare, but you're going to be doing a little something like nursing. I don't know. I just keep getting more care, patient care kind of thing, less chemicals. So let's see if that makes sense. I'm going to just start playing. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, the first card, open your heart, which is really about just being open to the next level of what's coming your way. So don't be my feeling is the disability will last and you can go on more long term until you finish school, until you get educated in another, aspect of the health field. It does feel like you will get through in a sense. Let me just make sure. And it says create. So creating your own business might be what this is about, opening your heart and creating. When I say that, it really means that is there possible that you could create your own, you could be the run your own business doing?
I've been thinking about it.
Okay, because this is really saying this from a big standpoint, that's the beginning. So when you go back to school, what you could take is some business courses on how to propose for a business and really go in that direction a little bit more just so that you'd get knowledge on how, taxes work and how to, have employees and all that. I want you to learn that because I do see that, dare to be happy. Imagine that.
Really?
That card,
that'd be great.
Open your heart, create, and dare to be happy. So those three cards are really telling me, this is what you need to do, is to step out of, someone else telling you what you're going to do with your life and that you already know what, field you're in, what it's needed. you know?
Right.
Like if you're doing in-house care, you know how hard it is to get good people and what you're looking for. So you would be a wonderful person to hire the right appropriate people, you know?
Right.
So I wouldn't be afraid of this. This feels like it's right in your lap. And that this time right now while you're getting better is a really wonderful time to get online, start researching businesses that, you know, a business that you would like to do. You know, think of a name, you know,
right.
healing hands, or, you know, you could even have something to do with a heart, you know, on it.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
I've been thinking like a skating rink for little kids, which I know is insurance and all that kind of stuff, but there's not any around here.
A skating rink, wow.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
Completely different than from what you... Well, create would mean it's open your heart and then create what it is that you want. So it's something new, you know, when
it's
I see
something
that.
Something new.
But it could, and then it says look forward. So the fourth card is look forward, dare to be happy, create, open your heart. So it's all about right this moment. This is a perfect opportunity to put your thinking cap on, in a sense, you know, your spiritual
yeah.
thinking cap, and say, okay, universe, you know, guides, tell me what I'd be happy doing. It could be opening an ice cream shop. I mean, it could be something very simple and really fun that you would be happy to go to work and do, you know, that would get you away from anything that you've been doing. I get this is the time. This
yeah.
is the time to do it, you know. It's really now. It's not when. When is the right time? Now is the right time, you know.
I feel that, too.
You know, your beautiful guides made you just a little bit sick, to give you some time to take so you can think this through, get your wheels turning on how you could or where you'd like. Go drive around the area, see what you might, you know, if ice skating rinks are great. I don't know how you'd create that, but I think that there's got to be a way. Go online, you know, find out,
right.
you know, how you do it. Even if that's too big, you know, sometimes what we do is like, oh, I'd like to, you know, and it's such a big thing that
it's a big project.
Yeah, it's a big project, so we don't do anything because the thought was so big that then we go right back to what we did before without an in-between thought that might be more appropriate, that might be the same thing and bring you as much happiness but on a smaller scale.
I started getting into create my own jewelry, which would be something that's never came out before. I researched it, and then you get into the patent and all that stuff, and then you just get overwhelmed. And
right.
I know once I made it, it's not out there, that everybody would be stealing off of it. So
mm-hmm.
that
right.
even
but
gets
you know what? It's more like don't be afraid of the what ifs, okay? Because that will just stop you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just start doing it. You know, I always think that you can't be afraid of the because that's fear, right? That's fear that says if I do this, this could happen. You know, and then what happens is it pushes you right back where you are. So
sure.
I want you to just when you get that fear and it's trying to push you back into this the place of I can't do this, listen to it and push it aside and do it anyway. Okay. So tomorrow, this is the thing. Anytime you start a new thought or a thought about something, I want you to tell 10 people tomorrow what you'd like to do. Just 10 people. Now, that's a lot of people because you
that's
can tell.
That's a lot of people because I don't have
people.
That many friends.
I know, but you can tell 10 people. You could talk to somebody at the market that you don't know, and you have a conversation about something, and you start to tell them about, well, you know, this town needs. Okay. And you get a vibe, you start picking up energy around it. And what it does is it either propels you towards it, or then after those 10 people, you say, you know what, I don't think I'd like to do that. You know, it doesn't feel exciting enough. So it really is the first step into creating anything. Like this life coach, when I first started my show years ago, I had a dream, and I said, oh, you know, my guides are telling me I have to go, and he's like, okay, tell 10 people. And I was like, really? Oh, 10. So I did. That day, I told 10 people. And by the 10th person, that sixth person called me and told me how to do a web page. The fifth person I told put my web page together for me.
Oh, my goodness.
And the fourth person created my whole show, my whole Blog Talk Radio for me.
Oh, my goodness.
So those 10 people made my show happen for me.
So wow.
This is what I'm saying. It's powerful. It's the most powerful thing you will do. Now, pick the 10 people. Don't win. Like you say, I'm going to tell my brother, I'm going to tell my father, I'm going to tell my husband. You know, tell people that love you, of course, those first, and then people who will support you, you know, those are the second. So, not, you know, you can be choosy, because I was choosy. I picked other people, other therapists, other people I you know, resonated with spiritually that, yeah. So all I say is that this is a really good movement into the direction that you want to go. Because what we need is energy, okay? We need energy to start anything. You always need energy. You always need something bigger than yourself, right? To
right.
move you into the next moment. Because what happens with most people is they, like the mind kicks in and says, well, I don't know, it's so much money, and I don't know if I can do it, I might sound stupid, you know, all that stuff, right? I'm just talking about for me. And so I could have kicked my thought out because of all that. The mind was telling me. But within those 10 people, the energy started to build, and and it just manifested itself. So, okay,
good.
Would you do it for me? I'm so excited for you because I don't know. I'm picking up that look forward. I mean, I think an ice skating rink is awesome. And I think that you could do it, absolutely.
It was just something I threw out there.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I'm still in the thought process,
right,
you know?
Right, right, right. So I want you to think about what brings you joy.
Animals. That was the other thing.
Okay, animals. Oh, that's nice. Yes.
Yeah.
So what happens if you had, you know, a doggy hotel for people that go away?
That's what
like,
I was going to do. And,
yeah.
like, I play with them. Yeah.
Right, right, right. Now, that would be something less money to do.
Yeah.
You know, you just need a space. There's a woman that has doggy daycare up here and does very well with it. I mean, it's around, but it would be your own because, you know, she has one big area for little dogs. She has another big area for the big dogs, and she has an outdoor area they can go when it's nice out, you know, outside. When it's not nice because we live in the snow, then she takes them for walks, and she gets $20 a day.
Wow.
Per dog.
Per dog.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
And all these people work all day, and they can't walk them. So lots of people, they're single people that don't have people to walk their dogs. So this is something they feel good of. They give them hamburgers and stuff. I mean, it's really fun. My dog, she's afraid of big dogs. But we went there. We thought, you know, and also she does overnight stays for people that go away. And I think it was like $35 a day.
Yeah.
Or 30. Anyway, but I could see you doing that too. I really get that you are in this place that as soon as you get behind yourself, whatever you really love, and I say, would you love animals more than you'd love an ice skating rink?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so then let's focus on the animals, okay? Because that to me resonates with who you really are.
Uh-huh.
And so when you resonate with really what you love, the universe provides. Okay? But if I wanted to, you know, open a beauty supply place or something, I don't think that the universe would say, that's a really good idea for you, Patty. Even though I love all that stuff, I don't think it really would be good for me. But so I get that when you get behind and it is who you are, that you do what you're doing, then the universe will supply exactly what you need. Then you'll find a place and it will be a reasonable rent. And, you know, so I want you to think about that. I want you to get your what would be the name of the place, picture what you could do, you know. I think that would be, you know, is there one in town? Go visit it, you know.
Yeah, I don't think there's any that's I mean, I'm sure there's little ones, but I want a big one. I mean, there's some, I had a friend's dog I took, and they caged him the whole time, and I hated it.
Oh, yeah.
And he was terrified when I took him out. And I want one, you know, where they actually take the balls, and they throw them, and they play with them, and they divide the bad ones from the good ones, and,
right,
you know,
right. Well,
social
this place,
activity.
Yeah, this place was just like that. It was just a big open area with two little areas,
yeah.
One for little dogs, one for a big outdoor area. Yeah, it was not caged. They had one room for sleeping, but they all hung out together, you know.
Yeah.
I think they're pack animals. They don't really want to be separate, you know. So
no,
I think that, you know, it would be where your heart is, you know.
Me too.
It would help support a community that's looking for that probably too.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, a lot of times people don't have friends to come and feed their animals when they're away, or they're elderly and they, you know, feel bad that they can't take them for a walk, or, you know, this is something I always think, if you can fill a need in any way that helps somebody either feel better or ease their life in some way. And everybody who has animals loves their animals, just like their children, right? So
yeah.
If they thought that this animal was going to be having a great time, $20 is no big thing, you know?
No.
Really?
Not at all.
Not
yeah.
at all. Yeah. I like this idea. This one feels really good to me. The skating rink, I wasn't, you know,
well,
vibing with that. But I do think that it's about this whole, we're venturing into consciousness of creation. So when you can step into it and say, well, that would be really great, it might be that somebody will open up a skating rink, but not, might exactly what you're going to do, but it might be coming, you know?
Right. yeah.
You know, like I'm in a little town, so when Ross came to our town, I was like, oh, yay! I was so happy, you know, because we had a Kmart, you know, and it was just like, oh, I'm so sick of Kmart. And so I had envisioned it. I kept saying to my husband, Ross has to come. Ross has to come here. That would be awesome if Ross came. And then when they opened, he's like, did you do that? I said, I think
yes.
I did. I sure willed it here.
I
for
did.
Sure.
I turned out in the universe and said, do it.
I think you might be willing the skating rink. That's my feeling. But I really do think that you would be awesome. And it would be a wonderful thing, because you have this nurturing energy around you. That's why healthcare and helping people definitely is who you are. But it doesn't have to be where it's hurting you in any way, you know. And I get that, you know, even if you went back to school and, you know, took, you know, other things that would help you run a business, you know,
that would
and advertise.
The best
yeah.
idea. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that one.
And I don't
know
how well I do, but I'd hope I do okay.
Oh, you would do well. I mean, it's as much as you can say that you would enjoy it, that's how well you'll do. Really.
Yeah.
Think
Good.
About it. It's energy matching itself. You know, if you say, oh, I don't think I'm going to be, you know, it's like I always like, if you go to a casino and you have a very negative energy that says, oh, I never win anything, why go? You know?
Right, that's why I don't play.
Why go? Because if that's how you believe, guess what? You're not going to win a thing. Now, when I go, I always go, I am so lucky, and I win thousands.
Do
so
you?
I really do. I really have won, I think, probably $20,000 worth of money
wow.
that I have won. But I always say, and I've always believed this, that I'm lucky. And I just say, oh, I'm so lucky. And I've won flat screen TV. I just win. But I do know that it's because I say it. Now, my mother doesn't believe that she's lucky, you know. And she never wins, and she's like, oh, I never win anything. But I just told her, I said, Mom, why don't you change that vision and just say, I am lucky. I am. I'm lucky. And she did it that day, and she said, you'll never believe it. She went with her sisters down, I don't know, they live in Rhode Island somewhere. So she went, and she said, Patty, I won. I'm like, oh, see. But it is a vibe. It's a vibe that you put out there first. So I want you to start getting used to the vibe. Is I'm opening up a doggy daycare center, and it's going to be great. And it's going to have da-da-da-da, and the dogs will have playtime, and they'll have a place where they can sleep and they can rest. And then they'll, you know, we'll have a treat time. And, you know,
yeah.
what it will be like, I want you to, that's the vibe that I want you to talk to the 10 people about. All right?
Okay.
All right, love.
Great.
I wish I lived in Indiana. I would take my dog to you.
Yes. Yes. I would take care of him, too, or her.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Have a great
right
holiday.
On the mark.
Oh, well, it's wonderful that you're gonna be doing this because you're in, like, perfect alignment for it.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. All right. We're going to take another 718 caller, 272.
Hi.
Hi. How are you today? What's your name?
Celine.
Hi, Celine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to hang in there.
Hanging in there.
To be better.
All right. So,
yes.
Let's hang in there together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, what's the question? Is it,
Can you tell me anything going on with my health?
Your house,
you know,
okay.
I'd be getting palpitations at night. I mean, so much so that I have to get up and, you know, just, it's bad, scary.
You're getting heart palpitations at night?
Yes.
Are you getting hot flashes too?
No, I don't think I'm at that age yet, am I?
I don't know. My girlfriend was 42.
Oh, okay, I'm 40.
Yeah, so it can happen. It can start, you know, in the
really?
Beginning. But okay, let's just put that one aside. We'll see what the cards say. So the house, are you worried about it going into foreclosure?
Actually, no.
Okay.
But there's there was an incident here
mm-hmm.
in
mm-hmm.
my family, so I'm looking to relocate.
Okay.
That's what I was going to ask you also.
All right, yeah, okay. So it might go into it if you leave, right? Possibly?
Actually, they are downsizing. And
mm-hmm. so. Okay, let's just see. We'll just start pulling. Okay, the first card was say I'm sorry. So it feels like and it's a couple, so there definitely is a sense of a breakup or a separation that's been around you or you've been dealing with or something like that. So that's coming up. The next card is open your heart. Interesting. So an open heart is usually a sign that, you know, if we're afraid of something, we shut down, you know. And in that, then, we are living with that fear. And you think about palpitations or that sense of heaviness on the heart, it's usually because of a feeling that you had about judgment or being wronged or just in a sense uneasiness around your heart. Okay, so opening your heart would be to open it, to kind of give it a space, to give it forgiveness, you know, to give it trust again, to give it peace, you know. So I want you to kind of, if I was to give you beautiful energy, I'd be pouring this into your heart and I'd be like, you know, giving you love and confidence and all the wonderful things that will brighten up your heart. All right? Because when you worry, you're really just, it's like a backwards prayer, okay? Because if you think about it, if I can visualize winning and I go and I win, and that means my vision was very powerful, right? So so what about the negative? What do you think worry is? You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like an upside down prayer that you're saying to the universe, you know? It's almost that in which you are expecting, which is this worry, is what you get. So we want to switch out when we start to worry and we start to go down those roads that are negative, is to switch it out and say, you know, I'm in a loving place. I see only good things happening. I'm excited about my future. I do know that, you know, things need to change and I'm willing to make them the changes. So we're changing the vibration around the things that are happening to you, okay? And then, guess what? You don't have worry anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because all you have then is the possibilities of beautiful things happening. You know, really, and that's what I get around you, is that beautiful things are going to happen. And that if we can just get rid of this, I kind of call it doomsday thinking, you know, that you just have gotten used to a certain way of seeing things and believing things. And if you do that, then usually that's the way it goes. You know what I mean? So I want you to switch this out. I want you to start writing down, I am a powerful person. I am. I attract beautiful people to me. Everything I do works out well. I mean, really start to give your spirit, you know, a boost, you know, like a good talking to, right? Because it just feels like it's very heavy and kind of in the dumps about things. So I don't see that happening around you, though. Okay, it does say reclaim your art. Okay, reclaiming your art means that you are a very talented person. You know, you may have a wonderful voice or a great musician or, you know, creative design. I mean, there's something creative about you in a sense in the arts. So art to me is music, dance, you know, all that. It does say that reclaim your art. So it's really reminding you to go back to who and what you love. Like we were talking to the last woman, if you can kind of bring that back up in your whole body, you will start to feel hopeful again, and your heart will not hurt anymore. You'll feel excited, not afraid. Okay.
So you're saying it's not really physical?
No.
Why I'm having these symptoms?
I do think so. Yes. Let me just see something here. It does say talk to. Yeah, it says talk to God, and say no. Do you find it hard to say no?
To say no, like about what?
About, you know, if somebody said, could you do this for me, or can you come and help me, or, you know, do you have is it hard for you to say no?
Yeah, I do have a problem with
mm-hmm.
that.
All right.
You know, it's just my nature. I just, you know, I always tend to go to people's needs, and, you know,
okay.
I just feel deeply like that.
Oh, and
I
do too. But I think that saying no for you right now is important, you know, because it's setting your boundaries around you that doesn't let people who are negative in, doesn't let anyone who's, you know, not on your side come into your world, okay? So saying no is really important. And it says talk to God. So talk to God is really important. It means that you are in really connection with this, your higher self, the one that is really going to be fine. So I want you to breathe, okay? Because when I'm feeling into you, it feels like I'm not breathing. Okay.
Yeah, I just don't know how to do that anymore.
Yes, you do. You're alive. You know, you cannot not breathe when you're exercising. Okay, you have to take deep breaths, or else you'll faint. So
right.
So really, it's a good
so
way
true.
For you know for shallow breathers to start getting used to breathing deep again. So really, when you go for walks or you exercise where you're kind of out of breath, it's really good for you. To start learning how to deep breathe again. But I really, before you go to sleep, I want you to take 5 really deep breaths, okay?
Okay.
Really, really deep, and then exhale, and then inhale again. Because when you have heart palpitations, it's usually because you have a lack of oxygen, okay? That can cause a feeling of fluttering. Also, too much caffeine can cause, you know, the feeling of fluttering. Also, did you know that Q10? Q10, you know that?
Yes, I'm familiar with it. Yeah,
people
Q10,
are taking.
Never,
yeah,
no,
people
I
do
never.
Take it, and they can get fluttering. I'm just telling you what things I do know about fluttering. Also, hormonal changes can cause fluttering. Okay, so let's say you have low progesterone, that can also cause heart fluttering. Okay, so it would be worth it, and I say this always, to check with your doctor, make sure you're okay, make sure your hormones are set, make sure your thyroid is good, because those are things that can cause the heart palpitations as well. But it does feel like to me that it's more worry, emotions, and holding. It's like you think about what worry looks like. It's very contained, right? If I was like thinking of what an energy looks like, and I say, now, give me worry. It's real, like, tight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like your body is kind of in suspense, you know, about something. So it's not letting go, okay? So if you can just I want you to put some, this is what really, really will help. I want you to put some really great music on, okay?
Okay.
That you love to dance to, okay?
Okay.
Put it up as loud as you can and move around the room and just get your body loosened up, okay?
Okay.
And that will help you breathe.
Okay.
And that will also unwind you and bring some joy back into your life. And then when you go to sleep, I want you to take those 5 deep breaths really deep. And then I want you just to say, all is well. I attract in my life only wonderful experiences. Okay? That's
okay.
It. No, nothing else. You're not going to let any other thought come in. All right?
Okay.
I'm always protected. I'm always guided to the highest of my good. You know, that's all you let in. All
right?
That's it. Nothing
okay.
else. Not maybe, you know, dear God, please, you know, no bothering. God is always there. He's not busy with somebody
yeah.
else. My husband says, I don't really want to bother him. He's like, oh, please, you know. So really, I want you to really get that you are going to be fine. I do get that you will be moving, but I really am glad for you. I think it's going to be a really good thing. Okay, so within
the connection is going to happen.
Yeah, I do feel like this number 6 came up. So number 6 would mean within the next 6 weeks or 6 months. So it's going to take, you know, it's going to start moving you in that direction. But I do see you moving. It feels like I'm in a nice area. It feels like I'm almost in. I don't know where. It feels very southern of an area, like Atlanta, Georgia. It feels like I'm in the south someplace, okay? It's got a little bit warmer temperature, maybe Houston. I'm not sure why I'm feeling this way, but it feels like, and it's a very nice place. It feels like, it's got a nice vibe to it, okay?
You know what, Patty,
what?
I just wanted to say, I'm looking to move locally.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like I said, it was an incident in my family, so
yeah.
I really don't want to be here any longer.
No, I don't think you should be either.
Right.
And it's a good thing that you know that you're going to be going, okay? So
mm-hmm.
I think that it's now just to look. But don't only look so closely around that area. Get bigger, okay? Because it feels like I'm always getting with like a girlfriend that lives somewhere else that's like an old friend. I almost feel like if you go on Facebook and you start doing like a computer thing, you're going to run into this person and it will be some reason you'll go visit. And it feels like you're not going to be in that area, not so much, okay, within the next 6 months. So maybe you'll move and then this will happen down the road. But it doesn't feel like it's a good thing to get out of there. Okay?
Is that you're saying it doesn't feel like
no,
it would be
feel,
a good
thing?
No,
it feels like it would be a really good thing
oh,
to
okay.
really, you know, sit, you know, go someplace further away than close to where you are. Okay?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want you to spread your wings a little bit in this decision-making,
okay.
you know, and let it be okay for you to decide where you want to go, all right?
Okay.
Yeah? And don't be afraid of that because it's really good. It feels like you'd be so happy.
Yes, I've been longing for this. It's
you've
just,
been ready, yeah. So don't be so,
Ooh.
Don't think, oh, I have to stay close. You don't, okay?
No, well, I have a daughter, so I'm trying to, you know.
Yeah, I know, and she can come.
Be close where she goes to school at.
I know, but
reason.
You know what? It doesn't feel like it would be tough for you to do this. I don't know why. I just feel like if you found the right place, the school would even be better. I don't know. I'm getting a good vibe about this, okay? So don't close the door on that thought, okay? So if it comes to you or if you meet somebody and I just get that it's somebody you know that's saying, oh, I haven't seen you. Why don't you come? And then you go and you're going to, it's going to be a really great vibe place. So, it's good. It's all, it does feel really good, but you've got to just expand yourself. Don't be afraid anymore. Okay. No need to be afraid. It's really going to work. If you can stop being afraid, even better, you know, so put the music on. All
right.
Put the music on. Start loosening. Breathe and make sure you're feeling good because all this feeling.
Can I stop the palpitations?
Yeah, you're just, yeah. It's, I feel like you're in a little psychological ball, you know, like hiding. You know what I mean? That's not good for you, okay? So I want you to, you know, feel yourself, stand up straight, take a deep breath, you know, put your arms out, let some stretch come into your body, and don't be so afraid. It's going to be okay. All right? It's going to be even better. You know, that's what I keep, you know, I just heard my guide say, tell her it's going to be even better.
That feels so good.
You know, it's really going to be even better because you will be on your own. You're going to have your own away from these people. It's just going to be better. Okay. So
I want to ask you, Patty, do they really talk to you?
They do.
Like me and you talking right now?
Wow. Yeah, they do.
Oh my!
I mean, one time I was in the market. This is a funny story. My cousin had just gone through. She has died, and she was. I was walking through the market, and all of a sudden she starts to talk to me, and I just said, "Gail." She said, "Yeah, you know." I said, "Oh," and I can see them as well. So
really?
It wasn't like I was only talking. I was seeing, and so I said,
wow,
what's up? And she's like, oh, could you send my mom some money? She wants to go to Italy and she doesn't have the money. Can you send her money? I said, yeah, sure. You know, I'm not talking to her like I'm talking to her, but I'm talking to her in my mind, in a sense. And we're having a spiritual conversation, right? So I really didn't do anything right away. I forgot. You know, I got busy, and so I'm meditating, and all of a sudden she comes back, you know, well, did you send the money, you know,
oh my goodness.
I said, okay, I will send the money, all right, so I write my aunt a check, and I said, you know, Gail came to me, she said you needed this, and so I send her the money.
Mm-hmm.
So in the process of the money getting to her, I talked to my mom. I said, "How's Auntie Lori doing?" And she said, "Oh, she's okay. She's trying to she'd like to go to Italy." So she told me. And I said, "Yeah, I know." And so she said, "How do you know?" And I said, "Oh, never mind." So I didn't say anything.
Mm-mm.
And I just
what
said,
a story.
You know, it's a funny story. But no, that I wish it wasn't as sometimes as demanding.
Uh-huh.
But there's not much you're going to do. Yeah. That, you know, I really get that. That's what you have to realize, that you are gifted just like me. I mean, I could do it. So can you. Everybody can, really. Mm-hmm. So it's really not this exclusive thing for... It's just that, you know, I think because I was young when it started, you know, quite young, I was more apt to believe it, you know, and to keep it going. And my mom actually did, you know, think that was cool. And I went to mind control as a kid. And I mean, she kind of helped me get better at it, at the gift, you know. So where I think sometimes we have this gift and then maybe our parents thought it was crazy that, you know, you were seeing things or hearing things, or the church said it's not a good thing, you know, or something happens, and it made us not really continue with our being aware of our gift, you know. So anyway, but sweetie, you know, really, you need, and I really get this, take some breaths. It's going to be okay, you know, and in the next 6 months, it's going to be even better. You know, you're going to get out of there and start your own life. And I even see a relationship around you that's going to start to be important. Yeah. Well, an important means like it's going to start to mean something to you. Yeah.
Really? Is this somebody I might know? Or?
Yeah, it feels like someone you do know. It wasn't someone I got that it's like a new person. It feels like a person that you do know, that once you move out and you get independent and you feel is going to start to show up more to help you and be a friend and all that. And he's a very sweet man. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I really do. I get that. I get that. As soon as you get more happy and more confident and just, you know, spread your wings and don't be so afraid of the next move, because it's a good one.
No, I'm not afraid. I'm afraid where I am now. Like I said, there was an incident here, and I've been, you know,
I hear
making, you
know.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel like you're in a place that you're happy, and your spirit feels like it's really, like, almost afraid of where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the sooner you get out of there, the better.
Yes.
It really is true, really. So I will see that happening easily and, you know, and that you'll find the perfect place to be. But really don't stifle the thought that you could move further away, okay? And that your daughter may welcome a change. You never know. You know?
Yeah.
Really. We think that, you know, we can't change, but as soon as we do and you go to a new area and then all of a sudden everybody's happier, you know, you go, wow, I'm glad I did this. But it just takes that leap of faith, you know, and I really get that that's what you're going to be having to kind of believe in a little and be get excited about, you know.
Yeah, change is good.
Yeah, it is. And I know lots of people don't love change. They hate it, you know. It's scary to them. But it is when we feel most alive. When things
right.
are changing. Yeah, they really, yeah. Well,
thank
love, happy holidays. You're going to be fine. I'm going to keep you on my prayer list and my visionary
so
board. And I just know you're just going to just do some breathing work, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Breathe.
If
the heart palpitations continue, I would say just go to the doctor and get some blood work done. Because it could be your hormones, okay? And it could be a thyroid too. It seems to be what's happening. It's adrenal failures right now. People are over the stress you know, when you go into really hyper stress situations like it sounds like you were in, your adrenals can burn out and your hormones can shift and change. So it could be what you've been feeling. Okay, love?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to take heed to everything you told me.
All right, sweetie. Let me know. And I really want you to go dancing, okay?
Yeah.
Get that music on. And
I didn't forget about that.
All right.
But
you know, there's a great movie, Happy Feet. It just came out. It's so fun.
Happy Feet too, right?
Yeah, it was really fun. It was great music in that. So I would say just try to lift your spirit, okay, with whatever you can right now because it will help you feel better. It really will.
Okay.
All right.
It felt wonderful talking to you.
Okay, sweetie.
Yes.
Well, it feels good to talk to you. You're everything is, you know, to me, I can always feel energy shift, and I just felt like it just shifted. And I'm really glad to hear it and feel
it. Good.
So,
I do.
Yeah. All right, love.
You did something for me.
Okay, love. Well, I'm glad to hear it.
I'll be in touch with you.
Okay, sweetie.
I won't forget you. Okay.
Bye. All right, we're going to take one call. The 302 number, you're on Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to? Hello? 302? Hello. Hello, hello. All right, I guess you're not going to pick up. Hello, Heart and Soul. Hi, Heart and Soul. Hello, Heart and Soul. You're on. Well, okay, everyone. I was going to take one other call. Let me see. One more. The 646 number. One more call.
Hello.
Hi. Who are we talking to?
This is Christina. Oh,
hi,
thank you for taking my call.
I know. You just got in right at the line. I don't think this is even recording because we're over the 2 hours, but I hate to not take as many people as I can. So what's up with you? What can we do?
Well, I felt that what you've said to the other callers have answered a majority of my questions already, so it's kind of funny. I was just wondering about my current situation with a project I'm working on. It just seems like I'm hitting a lot of roadblock with this, and I don't know... is it because I'm just creating the block myself, or is it because it's just a very challenging project, and I'm just biting off more than I can chew?
Right.
And
let me just pull some cards, okay? So we'll just see where the energy is going to take us right off the bat, okay? So then we can kind of skip sometimes other things. Sorry. Now, right around you, the first thing I saw was homes and property. And things like that, real estate and things like, I'm like in the, is that something to do with what you do? Is there,
no.
Is it property related or anything around you like that's going on? It feels like that. I don't know why. I'm just saying that. But, okay. So let me just continue to pull some cards. Okay. So the first card was say, I'm sorry. That's interesting. When any time there's like a kind of a separation of energy, it's real important to kind of like take your responsibility for the situation, you know, like, you know, take your part in it, and so that you can say, I'm sorry for my part, and they, you know, so you own whatever it is that, you know, created the rift, you know, that you created, that that's a part of it. So saying I'm sorry is kind of a card that reminds us to go back into situations that left us feeling less than, and say your part of I'm sorry, you know, whatever. So it's a really good time to do it too. It really is. This is a really important time, especially with the 12 coming in and, you know, really cleaning house. So I don't know if you've ever done a burning bowl, but this is a really good time to do it. So what you do is just get a bowl that, you know, technically, you know, that won't burn, a metal one, and write down everything that is going on in your life, has gone, you know, that passed by you in your past that made you feel bad, or someone that, you know, you felt disconnected from, or something like that, and write it down, like, I feel this way and I release you, and I feel afraid of this and I release it, and just really get serious with your soul. Okay, and write it down, and then say a prayer and say, you know, I release all negative energy that could surround me or hold me hostage, and I surrender on this to the universe. And you just burn it. And it's a really good thing to do for women, because, you know, we take on a lot of people's lives, and we really do. And mothering and wives and whatever we do in our life, it really does sometimes owns us, you know, and it doesn't let us be free. So this is a really good kind of freedom, spiritual freedom happens for us after this. You feel lighter. So we just had one. We had a group of people come over and do it, and they all said the same thing. At first, it felt funny not to have those pieces in them anymore, and then after, they felt lighter, freer, and more able, you know, to feel more room, you know. When you were talking, it felt like I didn't have a lot of room. Maybe that's why I felt like I was not able to make any headway, you know, in the energy around you. So I don't know why that was going on. But anyway, so let's see. Is this all make any sense to you?
Well, I really wanted to know about the project that I'm working on, and I don't know how. Yeah, it's just that it's very difficult. It's a very challenging project, and I'm pretty much doing this all on my own with very little guidance. Mm-hmm. So I don't know who I'm going to say sorry to, because I really put in, you know, my 110%.
Right, but let's say not with this particular situation, you know, we're talking about kind of a universal, and let's say you're sorry to the self that is worried about it, you know? I mean, you know, it's like the worry part of you, the one that doesn't think that you are good enough or can complete this project and needs, and I'm sorry, you are very capable, you know? And this is going to work out, absolutely. You know, it's just about, you know, regaining your strength, you know. It feels like, I almost feel like, when was the last time you took a walk?
Well, I walk every day, but I know what you're talking about, like to really relax and just to chill. And I haven't had a chance to do that because I've been working on this project days and nights and on weekends, and I even like think about this project all the time, because it's sort of like, if this doesn't become successful, then I go down with it. So it's a lot of stress on my part.
I know. So there. But let's like, you know, okay, I can see that you have put so much. I mean, if I was trying, I'm sitting in front of a mountain, so I, you know, I've climbed this mountain. It's funny because it's right in front of me, and if I put in my pack, you know, all the things that you just said, if it was like weight, I would really take me a long time to get up that mountain. you know, because of my expectations and my fear about it and my heaviness. I've got to do this. If I don't do this, it's going to... I mean, that is what the... That's what's stopping you. So I really want you energetically to take the pack off and put it down, okay? Take a breath, you know, and really get that, okay, if this is going to work out, okay? Some good self-talk instead of like, if I don't do this, it's not going to work. That's not going to work for you. That's not going to make you run the race faster. Okay, I've run marathons, and it doesn't help me to say, "Okay, don't be a loser." You know, it's not gonna make me run faster.
I understand.
Okay,
I understand.
All right. So I got that this self talk is making you not do what you want to do. Okay, this is the biggest problem. It's like a little entity. I almost feel like maybe it's your dad's energy. It feels like very masculine of an energy around you that says, you've got to do it, you better do it, if you don't do it, you know, that kind of thing. So it's somebody else that's in your etheric body, or, you know, your energy, that's making it really hard for you to do this project. And it's not you, because you are very creative and you are very capable of this. But with that, you know, dialogue going on inside of you, I could see why it would be really hard to finish this, okay? So I want you to see, all right, little balloons around you. And everything you just said about, I can't, if I don't do it, it's going to, I want you to put it in these balloons and really start to set them free and let them go, okay? And see some space around you, okay?
Okay.
Like, what would it look like, and this is something you have to just ask yourself, what would it look like when this project is completed? Can you see it?
It will be a very big relief off my shoulder, but it's like a weight, you know, off of my shoulder. But still, I just don't see the possibility, because it's like almost, maybe I'm exaggerating, but I feel like it's a mission impossible. And I didn't understand why I wanted to tackle this to begin with, and I wonder if, you know, I made the wrong decision about this project. Should I change gear? Should I change to a new project? But that's going to disappoint so many people. Or should I continue with it, but then, you know, this will end up to be a failed project?
Okay, so there's always two questions to me. Is there someone else that you could call in to help you with this? That would,
I mean,
you know,
there are two people,
mm-hmm.
and I wonder if, you know, if you can pick them from my energetic field,
mm-hmm.
or should I give
mm-hmm.
you their names?
No, that's why I'm asking, because I'm feeling people around you that are there. So I really want you to tell me about them, but I also feel like that is why they're showing up right now. It's because, like, energetically, these people will help you if you ask. Okay, and delegate enough work for them to make it easier on you. Okay, don't give them just a little bit. Give them enough so that they will be participating in this project. Okay, it's like it doesn't have to only have your name on it, right?
Right, but I think ultimately, you know, when the project fails, it's
mm-hmm.
really the person who did the most work gets the, you know, gets the blame. So it doesn't matter if they kind of participate.
Uh-huh.
And these, you know, there are two guys that are kind of, you know, semi-involved peripherally.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if they are, like, even, do they even care about this project, or are they just kind of like, you know,
yeah,
you know,
I'm not
peripherally
getting,
involved?
Yeah, I'm not getting that you have given them enough to care about it. Okay, that's all I'm getting. It's like, you know, I'm a chef, right? So when I go in the kitchen, you know, there is assistance there that will help you get ready for whatever you're going to do, right? So, you know, if I was to go in and do the whole meal for 250 people, you know what I mean? That would be difficult. You know, so when you have these assistants, they get everything so ready, you know, that I don't do that much. I mean, you put it together, you know, it's not as hard. But I realized those assistants made my job, you know, and me look a whole lot better than if it was all on me alone, you know. So I want you to give enough That's all I keep feeling, is that you haven't given them enough to make them get behind the project, okay? That's what I'm, and if that makes sense, I'm just saying that that's what it feels like. And the and it feels like there is a masculine energy around you, and almost fatherly, almost like the big corporation guy, you know, I don't know, that feels like where you feel you will fall short from their expectations of you, right?
Yes, that's perfectly, you hit right on the nail with that. And I wonder if he's going to be disappointed if this is not going to work out. I you know, I have this really big fear that this might not work out.
Yeah. I think that it isn't as big, you know, I keep getting there, and my guy just said no, tell her no. Okay, so, all right, my guy doesn't tell her no. So I would say no to that, okay, because that was pretty big. No, he would not be as disappointed as you think. That's what I get, okay? If you are honest in the process of it, you know what I mean? If you kept saying, I got it, I got it, I got it, I don't got it, you know, that kind of thing, then he would be not knowing what's going on. So the more you let him know the difficulties you're experiencing, the less he will be disappointed, and he will be able to shift within those parameters, you know, because you're telling the truth. You're telling how it is, how it's been going.
I've been telling him, you know, in a very strategic way. I mean, I'm telling him that this is not as easy as it seems, you
mm-hmm.
know, and this is like a challenge, and
mm-hmm.
we need help, and
mm-hmm.
we need XYZ, we need this.
Okay.
And then he seems to be kind of like, you know, he got another person involved,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the other person and I, like, we talked about it today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like the other person, but I feel like he's not really helping that much, you know, and I don't think he really has the enough experience with fund of knowledge to really provide me with the guidance that I need.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't really tell my boss and say, well, this guy was useless. So,
well, it would be nice, though. I think he needs to know that he's trying to help. It sounds like he is. He's seeing if he could come up with a solution, because men are really solution-oriented. They figure, okay, it's hard for you, we'll give you help. But if this help is not sufficient, he would not mind you telling him that this person really is not the one you need. You need this. You have to tell him. He's a guy, right? You have to tell him. They're very solution, like they will not listen to it and say, well, why didn't you tell me, kind of thing, okay? Because it sounds like his energy, and it feels like his energy is offering some support. So you have to just say, I'm going to think like a man. I'm going to say to my boss, you know, thank you so much for sending him my way, but he isn't really helping me in the way I need. This is what I need, okay? And I want you to be as clear as possible. No beating around the bush, okay? Just be really clear about it. Just like you were in saying, this is harder than I thought. And really, I want you to sit with what you really need, okay? Because that will help him help you, all right?
Well, what does the spirit guy have to say about this project? Am I biting more, more than I chew?
Yeah, that's what I got. I get that he's just saying it's too much for one person. That's what I keep getting, it's too much for one person. So that's what my guide's saying. Okay, so it's too much for one person. That does not mean that it can't happen. It's just too much for one person, meaning you, okay, to do alone. So that's all I'm hearing. So I do think this project could and can definitely be done, but you're going to have to call in some people. It feels like two people. And it feels like a woman, and it feels like a woman and a man that you're going to need.
Oh, my God, you are so right, because there is this one woman that I'm trying to connect with,
mm-hmm.
and she seems to be interested in helping me out. Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, good.
This is totally
going to happen. You just have to start, you know, telling your boss right off the bat, thank you so much, this guy could work, but I think these people would be better, okay? So get the girl in, and then there will be, it feels like, I almost get, I mean, I have to say this, it's funny, but he's gay. I saw my cousin. When I see people that I know that are gay, they're showing me kind of an energy of this other guy. So this other guy is gay. That's going to help you with the project. So if he comes and he's gay, you'll know it's him. Okay, but this guy is really good, and he's awesome. And so I would totally know when he shows up that that's the right perfect person. Okay.
Now I'm going to be like, are you the person?
I know. Well, you'll know right off the bat. You're going to say, oh, my God, and it's a girl. And he's gay, and the other guy's gay. So it really feels like there is more feminine energy around you doing this project, and that's what you needed. So the women are going to help. And this gay man is really going to be great. And he's very specific, and he's very bright, and he knows the right. You know, it just feels like he's perfect for it. So,
I think I might know who you're talking about because I'm going to be meeting with him tomorrow. So,
okay.
He's not really gay, but like he does talk like he's gay. But
like feminine man. Okay.
Yes.
That's the vibe I'm getting. Okay,
yes.
From this guy. So good.
If he shows up.
Yeah, if he shows up on this, and he's very, I feel like he has a pink shirt on, a really crisp, like, pink cotton shirt. I mean, really beautiful. I don't know
why. Check out what he wears tomorrow.
Oh, that's so funny. But he's, like, in, like, a pink color. He's very, very, you know, ironed looking and very nice and neat and, you know, very good. Everything kind of matches. Very, very stylish kind of guy. But anyway, this guy is good, and the girl is going to help. So these two people, call them in. Get them on board, and the project will get completed. It feels, I keep getting an eight, like 8 weeks. Within the next 8 weeks, you're going to really see a big improvement on the project, okay?
I see.
So,
sorry, one more question. Would that be okay?
Sure.
Or do you have to go?
No, I'm good.
Well, yeah, so I was wondering, you know, what this guy, what his feelings about me is like. His name is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. All right, let's just see. All right. Is something I keep seeing a computer. Was it somebody that you knew through computer, like a website or?
No.
Okay.
No.
Do you talk to him through emails and things like that?
It's
feeling like I'm on a computer.
We did.
You did. Okay, you did. Okay, so that stopped?
Yes.
That's the emailing. Okay, that's why it showed up. Okay, so I would say, oh, that's interesting. No, I keep getting there's some kind of party, and I guess that you might go to. It feels like I'm in a hotel or something like that. It's kind of a gathering, and he may be there. Okay, this is a vibe I'm getting. You're going to run into him, okay? Kind of again. So it's going to kind of re-spark things a little, all right? I don't get that you can do this relationship right now, but after the project is done or on its way, you will definitely have some time and energy to get kind of more that going again, all right? It doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't feel like energetically it's going to happen right the way that you'd like it to. Really, you know. So don't worry about it. But I do feel like you're going to run into him. And I hate to say this, it feels like a booty call kind of thing, you know. But it's good. It's like you have lots of chemistry when you're together, and that's really good. And so you might vibe at that level for a little while. Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You might vibe at that level for a little while, okay? And then once this project gets finished and completed and gets on its way and you feel less stressed and crazy about it, then I feel like the relationship has a chance of moving into a better and more, you know, sound direction. But I don't see it. I can't say I see it right this second. No way. No way. You know what
Thank
I mean?
You.
I feel like you're so absorbed in this whole thing that this poor guy, if he ever, he could have to be, he'd have to be the size of a pea, you know, energetically to fit into your life right now. You know what I mean?
I know. Right
so,
now, it's this project.
Yeah.
It's like
not
you
a good time. But I do get you need to burst out a little. And this may come to you. It feels like it's coming to you that you will run into him. And something, I almost feel like a gathering. It feels like something you're invited to and he goes to it. Something, I don't know. It feels like you're going to run into him accidentally kind of thing.
Well, I don't want to, you know, be involved with a booty call. So if
well,
that's
it's
not going to happen.
Know what, you know, I get that it's okay for you right now. You know what I mean? It's like it would be good to just have a break from what you've been, where you've been doing, and so how intense you've been. So if it happened, lighten up on judging yourself. It would be fine, you know. And it would the relationship will go to another level, and then you'd be able later on down the road, once everything is done now, to actually pick up where you left off. You know what I mean? It won't be just a booty call. Like, you know, I'm just saying it feels like that, but it's not. You know, it's a lot more than that. But I would say, no to the relationship right this second, no way, until you get these people lined up and you out of the worry state and all that, then no relationship could fit in, really, okay? But I do get a good vibe about this guy, I do. But I just feel like there's been a break and then a rekindling feeling.
Yeah, it is. But I'm a little disappointed here that it might not work out the way that I wanted to eventually. But it's okay. I mean, there are millions of guys out there, so he's just not the only guy.
Well, I know. And, you know, that's it. We really have to just let it take us to the right and appropriate guy, you know. And so right now I get that, you know. Now, can I say this? I feel like I'm seeing an Asian beautiful man, like really handsome, you know, with he I almost feel like he's a lawyer or a real professional. I don't know who
okay.
this is. I don't know if he's coming. It feels like almost around you. That might be more important of a relationship to look at than this Jeffrey. It feels like he's a lawyer. That's what I keep getting. He's like in like, I almost get that he's a kind of an abstract lawyer, but he works like in videos and production and something like that. But he's like very Asian, very good looking, and really somebody to notice. Yeah. So I would not, you know, I would say let's keep it open for Jeffrey, because I do get that there might be a little bit of, you know, finishing up in a sense, you know, when you're kind of not complete with a relationship, it kind of goes in and out, in and out. And then you just figure it out. You know what I mean? Eventually it's kind of, but that kind
well,
of.
Well, I'm now more interested in the other
I know
guy
that,
now.
So this guy, I keep seeing him around. He has glasses. He's got, you know, he's very handsome, very intelligent, very smart, and very interesting. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I would
Thank
say
you
that.
For this, keeping my hopes up.
I know. This guy sounds really. This one feels really better to me than Jeffrey. But, you know, I always know that there is perfect timing, you know. And as much as I could see it around you, it could be the next, you know, he could be coming in 3 years down the road. You know, we don't know when this guy will show up. So I kind of see lineage, like lines around people. And if I walk, you know, two steps, I see it. But I don't know in relationships. Sometimes I get a number. But this one doesn't feel like it's showing me when. As much as that it's coming around you. Yeah. So enjoy the journey and get those two people helping you and you will be fine.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you
okay,
so much.
You're right.
You.
Have a great holiday, sweetie.
You
All right.
too.
Best, be well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.